So reality hit me hard and it hit me fast. I had to take a look from a larger lens. I had to take a step back from the whole entire situation. I had to gain a new perspective. I had to, once I got that perspective, I had to really digest it. And once I looked from the outside in rather than the inside out, I just didn't like it. I didn't understand how I couldn't see how I looked as a person, how I was acting, what I was really doing. It wasn't pretty. Hello, hello, hello. What's up, everybody? I'm Robbie Simone, and welcome to Series 2 of Unsolicited Conversation. This podcast is about my many journeys throughout life with lifestyle and personal development tips that I've learned from trial and error. But it doesn't just stop there, because every day is a new day to grow, and I'm full of errors. So you'll always get a side of my shenanigans on the show. But after the show, the conversation always continues on my website, robbiesimone.com, and on my Instagram, at Robbie Simone, R-O-B-B-I-S-A-M-O-N. Okay, so today's episode is about relationships and development, because a lot of my season one content was based off of my past relationship and how I healed or how I wasn't healing or why I was healing the way I was healing. Not only was it full of my shenanigans of my daily life, but like, I think most of it was based off of, you know, my relationships in the past. So I just want to start this one off with the same feel, but like let it make an exit finally. So I'm definitely healing, I should say. Still healing, but like I'm at the end of my healing. I feel like healing is definitely going to be an ongoing process for me. I don't know why it's taking me so long. Maybe it's because of lack of self-control and I'm nosy as hell and I still like to look on all of my ex's pages, and you know, that's just something I do and I can't help it, and we'll talk about that some other time. But like, honestly, I am developing from the, like, it's helped me develop and evolve as a person, and believe it or not, the lack of concern or lack of whatever it is that I'm needing from these people, it's kind of helping me mature as a person. I don't really know. It's helping me get a better grasp on my feelings and like really come into touch of like how I feel, whether it's a confusing feeling, whether I'm happy as hell one day, don't give a fuck the next day, and then sad as hell the day after that. Like, I mean, granted, I haven't really had any sad days in quite some time, especially when it pertains to like my past relationships. But last season really just gave you a inside look of like what it's like to be inside my brain. Or honestly, I think it's anybody's brain, and I don't think it's obviously not going to happen, you know, word for word how I felt, but like you go through these emotions where it's just like up and down and down and up and up and down. It's like one day you love this person, one day you want to be back with this person, the next day you hate them, the next day you're happy for what they got going on. It's like it's a rocky roller coaster, and this is what healing is about and how it is. And I feel like nobody has really expressed that. A lot of people are more silent on the fact, and this is where my like guilty conscience comes in, because I saw this tweet, and I've seen a couple, you know, recycled tweets that say like, knowing that you've matured as a person means that like you don't have to tell your side of the story, like you can just sit quiet on the situation. And I feel like it can apply to some people, but for my situation personally and how I am as a person, no, not at all. For me, I feel like, I don't really have an excuse. I just can say, like, for me, it's just a no. Like, if I sit quietly, I sit in anxiety and I take it out on everybody else. And that's not good for the, goodness gracious, Robbie. That's not good for the people around me, and that's, I don't know, like, there's no excuse for it. Like, that's just, it is what it is. And like I said, that's just me, and you can feel some other type of way, but I feel like there's other people out here like me. Like, some people just have to speak on it. Like, let me just say my piece, because this energy, this negative energy has to be put somewhere. Like, I can't just let it subside and, like, not acknowledge it. Like, it's here, and it's bothering me, and it's making me boil. So let me say something about it. And if you don't like it, you can to the left, to the right, like, whichever way you rather go, or unfollow, follow, you know what I mean? Like, I really don't care. And like I said, I had a guilty conscience, because, like, when you see those tweets and, you know, things that say stuff like that, it makes you feel like you're wrong for feeling the way you feel or doing the things that you do. But at the end of the day, it's just like, everybody's gonna say something. If you don't say something, where I'm from, you're a bitch. Where somebody else is from, you're really mature. So it's like, what do you think as a person? What, how do you know what's right and wrong? You know what I mean? Like, it's completely up to you, because it's your life that you're living. And I feel like a lot of where that comes from tends to be from the media, or from whomever you're with, or, you know, whatever you're giving your energy to, or around the types of people that you're around during that time. And that's just my take on it, honestly. So like I said, today's episode is about relationship and development, and look, it's more so along the lines of, hey, let me get this off my chest, let me say it with keeping in mind how I felt before, but also knowing how I feel now, as in, as it's been months later, because like I said, I took a break, it's been months, it's now March that you're hearing this, and I really want you guys to know what it's like. Especially for you younger ones. Hopefully, I mean, granted, I don't know what age bracket we're talking about here, but, like, no matter who, no matter what, everybody heals, everybody feels differently, everybody handles things differently. Some ways to handle things are completely and utterly, like, the wrong way to handle things, but I feel like voicing your opinion on certain topics and communicating what you've learned is not bad. And that's just because I wanted to explain myself. I don't normally do that, so. Actually, yes, I do. I'm also one of those people. People are like, dang, you don't ever have to explain yourself. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I need to explain myself. I'm a Virgo. Like, I mean, if you don't believe in that, then I don't know what to call it. But, like, if you're a Virgo, you know. Okay? That's all I'm saying. So, first and foremost, I definitely learned through all this self-love and self-care. And let me tell you, those two right there, those two words combined equal clarity. Self-love plus self-care equals clarity, okay? That, if you don't take anything from that, from this podcast today, take that from this. Self-love plus self-care equals clarity. Because when you're clear of what you want, or who you are as a person, you know what you want, you know what you don't want, you know your boundaries. You know what you like. You know what you kind of like but don't kind of like. You know what you're willing to tolerate. And there's no attachment to any one person as it pertains to relationships. So, prime example, when I lost my ex-love of my life. I'm going to say ex-love of my life because the future, you never know what the future holds. But, like, as of right now, she taught me some things that no one else would teach me, and that's another podcast, but, like, whoa. But, like I said, in my last relationship, I was so codependent, I was so attached, I lost myself, and I had no self-love, I practiced no self-care, I had no time for myself. Obviously, I wasn't clear in the head, everything was getting crazy. On top of that, I was drinking, on top of that, I wasn't taking my medicine. Like, it was so bad. And then once the relationship had, like, you know, diluted and, like, died, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do it. I was so, like, what the fuck am I supposed to do without her? Like, what the fuck? Like, what do I do now? Like, I was so lost. I was so lost. And it was crazy. But when you have self-love and you have self-care and you have that clarity, there's no power. They have no power. You have all the power because you already know what you like. You already know what you love. You already have these boundaries. You don't depend on anybody because you have yourself and you're aware of yourself. And that power comes from being sure. You don't need security from another. That's all I'm going to say. You got yourself. You got yourself. But, like I said, before I became aware of all these things, I was in a place where I was so unsure and unaware of who I was. It's like no matter how much love a person would fill me up with, and this is not only my, like, intimate relationship, this is all my relationships, like family, friends, close friends, not really close friends, immediate family, long lost cousin, like it doesn't matter. You could be my best friend. You would fill me up with love, tell me this, tell me that, but it was just like pouring water through a paper towel tube. Like it would go as fast as you would pour it in there, it'd be out. Like it wasn't enough, and that was nobody's fault of my own. Like I would have that instant gratification, like, oh, it's here, and then shoop, it was gone just as fast. So I don't know. After that, I just felt disgusted with myself and the things that I was doing as time grew. So I decided to make a promise to myself, and it took me a while to actually, you know, stay, like be adamant about my promise, like really fixate on my promise and focus on my promise. But I did make a promise to myself to reassess my goals, reassess my life, reassess the way I handle things. And I really had to think, like, what do I want to do with my life? Like, I can't just sit here and watch this person from afar while she's out doing whatever the hell she's doing, having the time of her life, living her best life. You know what I mean? Like, so eventually things did get better for me down the road, but it definitely took some time. I learned that I love hard, and most likely harder than your average Joe, literally, because, you know, I studied a girl like Joe. Okay, that was creepy. Not really, guys, so slow your roll. I mean, kind of, we're not gonna talk about it. So, I mean, to this day, I still love her, always will. So if you ever ask me that question, it will remain the same. And I'm okay with that. Like, oddly enough, I'm not a bitter person. I used to be, but she changed me. But, like, I'm okay with caring and loving those who may not feel the same. I'm just one of those people. I have a really big heart. And it's nothing that I'm ashamed of. Because my love isn't based upon those things. My love is my love. And it's a different type of love. Because a lot of people will, like, shame me. Like, oh my God. Like, and have so much to say about it. But, like, at the end of the day, that just means my heart is so huge. Because I got love for all these people. Like, I'm not the type of I'm not the type of person who's like, you know, they did this and they did that. Because that's somebody that, let me put it this way. I used to be the type of person, but with all the feedback that I got from being that person, I've learned that it's so much easier just to fill yourself up with love and do everything out of love. Like, it don't gotta be, you know, oh my God, I'm so in love with you. But it can be like, damn, this person really taught me a lot. I would have never learned this lesson, or I would have never grew as a person if it wasn't for this situation. But like I said, my love isn't based upon those things. I now know to keep a safe distance from those who don't appreciate or reciprocate that type of love. I just know, you know, I gotta love this one from a distance. And I honestly think I learned that through my relationship with my mother. And I don't know, because, like, we still don't talk. And I think it's been over a year, maybe even 2 years. I'm not even sure, because, like, my memory's trash and my sense of time is even more tragic. But, like, at the end of the day, my mom is my mom, and I can't change that. She did give me life. She did give me a home. She did feed me sometimes. But, like, no, she fed me. But, like, I know that some of the things that she was doing or that she does is just not in my control. And not only is it not in my control, but it's not my fault either. But I keep a safe distance from her. We don't talk to each other. I mean, she has her free choice words about me. I hear it, you know, out of the grapevine, but you know what? I love you too. I'm glad you're thinking about me. Even though it's negatively, screw it, you know? It's better than not being thought of at all. And I don't know why I'm this way, honestly, but I don't know. I just channel it. I go where my love is reciprocated. And that's that on that, okay? But I genuinely believe that my faulting was not trying to improve as a person first. Because I feel like if I would have tried to improve myself first, we would at least be friends. I don't think that we would be in a relationship, but I do believe that our end result wouldn't be where it is today. Instead, I focused on all the wrong things. And if it wasn't her or, you know, what she was doing, it was more along the lines of trying to numb myself, and that just made things 10 times worse because I ended up that ended up being a hot mess. And if you don't know, we'll talk about this some other time, but my focus was fixated on this one person, and it's bad because when you have your focus fixated on one person, you just act like a complete ass. And I know I'm not the only one, because I was reading these blogs and they made me feel less crazy, honestly. But, like, that person had all the power. And for me, in my situation, the person who had the power didn't even care for me anymore. It was, like, so badly. I didn't want to be that couple that failed. I didn't want to be that relationship that failed. But not only that, like, I genuinely love this person. I had a codependent relationship. I didn't know who I was or what I wanted to do without her. Because everything that we had planned, like, had to do with us together. Like, nothing was ever separate. So it was bad. I just really didn't want to fail as a couple too. Like, we had already posted on the internet. It was, man, I mean, granted, everybody's forgotten about it now, but, like, it just really takes a toll on you because you have all these different thoughts in your head. But like I said, that's a whole nother story. I was just doing all the wrong things for attention, and at that time, I didn't really understand because I was just doing them. Like, I was literally just acting on impulse, and I apologized for that 1,000 times. I probably apologized more than I can even count, whether it's, you know, in public, in my journal, like, just having, like, conversations with other people. It's just, like, it's crazy. And I hope one day that even not only my intimate relationships, but my relationships with my friends, family, peers, anybody that I have lost or, you know, have, you know, mistreated in any way, shape, or form, or made them feel some type of way, I hope after completely improving as a person or as individuals, all of us, we can eventually come together and work something out. We can heal together, understand our healing process, and at least have, like, a genuine understanding for the need of the personal development that we, like, that either A, you want to blame me and say I needed, or B, you know, both of us needed at the time. You know what I mean? Like, I just want you guys to know that no matter what, everybody's journey is different. Everybody. I learned through feedback. I needed to touch the stove to know that it was hot. And that's just me. You can listen to this podcast and hopefully take something away from it and not make my mistakes, because, ooh, mine was bad. It's to the point where I'm in some legal trouble now. Like, I mean, not with any one person, but, like, I let things outside and I let my emotions control me to the point where it has messed up my love, not messed up, but, like, gave me a little bump in the road for my life. And I just wasn't really looking forward to that. And I'm not looking forward to it at all. So just be aware of how you show up in other people's life, and even including your own, especially the people that you care about. So if you were to take anything from this episode today, just remember that self-love plus self-care equals clarity. Without clarity, you lose who you are as a person. This has been an unsolicited conversation. Be sure to rate and subscribe, and I'll see you soon.